Good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this Thursday edition of course, the Front Porch at 7:01. Nice 49 degrees this morning. And of course, Ken Cummins will be in with me this morning. So make sure to stick around for the Front Porch. Okay. And good morning.
We just wrapped up an amazing friend raiser,
and we couldn't have done it without you.
You heard the call, you answered, and you made a difference. Whether you gave big or small, your support is the reason we're able to continue sharing hope and encouragement with so many. If you missed out, there's still time to be a part of something incredible. Visit our website at missionary.radio and join us as we keep the momentum going. Your support matters now
more than ever.
Sharing hope in Christ 24/7. Missionary Radio.
And welcome in to the Front Porch. Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. And good morning, Ken Cummins.
Well, good morning to you, Brother Brian. What's up this morning?
Well, let's see, the sky, the birds, you know, the clouds. It's moving in with a little bit of rain.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all coming. So
when's that?
Well, they're saying between 11 and 1. So, but it's starting to cloud up out there. So who knows?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was just my mind.
Was it just your mind clouding up?
Well, it is a Monday on a Thursday, isn't it? Because it's Monday, Thursday.
Well, yeah, I thought, where's he going with this? I'm like, well, it's Monday. No, it's not Monday. It's Thursday.
No. It's a special day in the life of our Lord, and in remembering Holy Week and that he and all the activities. Today is known as Monday, Thursday, and we'll talk about that just a bit. But first, just a few moments ago, you heard about the wrap-up of our Thank You, Jesus friend-raiser, and just a week ago, we were hard at it, and an exciting moment of a matching challenge, and we didn't quite make it, but we got really close.
Yeah,
I think we were like when we went off at 9 o'clock, or maybe a few minutes after nine, kind of wrapping up. I think we were like $4,600 short.
Yeah,
but we were thankful for all that came in. And that leads me to say that we are just going through what we call our friend raiser season, to try to establish that our station is 100% listener funded. First of all, we have to really sometimes when you have new folks join us, educate what that really is. I know for a fact that I'm not going to say who it was, but they were listening to us matching this matching challenge, and they said they'd never heard that before because they'd not listened to nonprofit fundraising on a radio.
Okay.
And so it was new to them. We need to realize that what seems old to us is new to people. It's just like going to church and you use church jargon. Mm-hmm. And all right, for example, you say, man, a lot of people came down the aisle today, and the person's thinking, well, to get to their seat, they should have.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right. And then some people got saved. What? I didn't realize there was any danger in this church. What did we get saved from? We use these terminologies because we are used to them, the jargon. Mm-hmm. I know that salvation's not jargon, but you walk in an aisle or making a decision for Christ, things like that, folks don't get because they have not been to church or been around it. And some maybe you may be thinking, oh, come on, Ken, you're making this up. No, I'm not. I served as missionary many years, and you use some of these terms, and even till you use some, they don't get it. So let me get back to the story of raising money for a nonprofit, non-commercial, 100% funded by listener radio station, and that's who we are.
Yeah,
and so we need partners, and the reason we do that is not for our own gain on the radio, not ourselves. We're not looking for anyone at all to help us increase our financial worth. In fact, we're not going to dip into it whatsoever.
Sure,
we got places in check that we're the way we do finances is not any one person's touching them.
That's right.
So there's an accountability built in, which should be in all churches just the same. So with that being said, what we're trying to do is to raise the budget to go into the summer. We have two events a year. Yeah, I've heard of some of the older listeners, and I remember it too, and we only had to have one fundraiser a year. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's not quite the case, because yeah. we'd hit the summertime, and we'd call it the summer slump, and I can yeah. almost repeat word for word what I'd hear over the summertime. And that would I never remember a time that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say, and it could happen to us even with the two fundraisers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not talking in circles. I hope that you're not thinking I am. I'm trying to be as succinct and clear as I can. In order for this station to continue, in order for us to be funded, in order for us to be on the air, we don't have any large endowments or any hidden set-aside funds like some colleges do. Like yeah. you're hearing about Harvard having right now, for example. Mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of we don't. But what we do have is an almighty God with a faithful group of Christian yes. people that want to support his work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. So with that in mind, someone said, you made a goal. We didn't set a goal.
Yeah.
And I've had people say, well, why not? Because they won't know what to aim at. We're aiming at funding the station. I have found that if you give a goal, especially one of these fundraisers, and then you fall short, it mm-hmm. creates like, oh, no. Because when we go on, we tell you we're going to go for two days and three hours. That's what we do.
Yes, yes.
And we don't go on and say, well, we're only 87% funded, so we got to keep on going.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't go on for 10 days and then say, oh, well, you didn't fund your station, so now we got to go on for another 24 hours, another 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we do, honestly, go into our fundraiser season
yes.
to let you know, hey, we knocked on your door, you weren't home, we left a note.
Sure,
here
sure.
Here it is, and here's how to respond. Mm-hmm. If you've been thinking about giving to Missionary Radio, what happens to your money? Well, once first of all, there is an accountability, and you will be receipted for it, mm-hmm. and because it is tax deductible,
yes,
and we will keep up with that, and you will be sent a thank you and a receipt. Let's say you made a faith pledge, and you will say, "What do I do now?" Well, you know what it is. If you've forgotten, give us a call, and we'll look it up for you. And we're trying to save postage, too.
Sure. Yeah,
doing all that we can to save money in every aspect that we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we will do, we will let you know. And if you would like to go ahead and begin it, you know when that is for you. If you made a monthly faith pledge, what you can give it this way. If you want to mail it, make your check payable to Missionary Radio. Mail it to Post Office Box 1029. Mm-hmm. Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Again, it's Missionary Radio. If you put the call letters of the station, well, there's more than one station, though. That's why we say Missionary Radio. But so if you want to put Missionary Radio, send it to Post Office Box 1029-1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Or if you want to go safe, click and easy, and use your debit or credit card, you can do that as well. You go to missionary.radio, missionary.radio. You click on donate, and you'll see over to the left, it reads Cornerstone Payment System. Click on it, and then you'll see it's obvious what to do from there. And if you'd like to bring it by, we don't have to be here. I've been asked about that as well. Mm-hmm. And what you do, and just because you hear someone on the air doesn't mean somebody's able to receive
sure.
your gift at
sure.
the door. That will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
So especially after hours, I can tell you that will not happen confidently.
Sure.
I can tell
sure,
you
sure.
that will not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you will do, we'll be delighted to see you if we're here during office hours. You're welcome. But if we'll see you on camera, don't jump backwards 10 feet. Because, well, the door does not stay open.
No.
There's various reasons for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you'll hear a real momentous and loud click.
Yeah. I've had some fun with that.
oh, we've seen all kinds of people bake up and say, what happened? Did I? They almost think they've gotten shot. And, but it will whop, and that means come on up the stairs.
Yeah.
But if we're not here, not a problem. What you do, there's a mail slot right there on the side. Just stick it in that basket. It drops in a basket. It's safe, and no one can – there's no way to get the hands on it.
Yeah.
And so I promise you it's safe. You can do it that way.
Sure.
Or, let's see, I think I've covered them all. Oh, there is a thing called the Firm Friend Club, and that is not our gym membership.
Okay.
You thought that's where I was pumping up my biceps.
I was wondering if
you
was doing jumping jacks and get, you know, whatever you needed to do.
Calisthenics?
To get firm. Yeah.
No.
That's not what I mean.
No. That is where a firm gift is. We have monthly bills. Mm-hmm. And a firm friend is one we know that because they have joined an ACH and bank transfer from their account to ours, we know we can count on it. Now, occasionally people, of course, have to stop. And I get that, but most of all, that is proven to be just that firm.
Yeah.
And you go to missionary.radio, and you click on Firm Friend. Hit click on Donate first. The key is donate.
Donate.
That doesn't mean you're having to donate right now. If you set up your faith pledge, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, it's welcome and it's always needed. There's not a time that it isn't. And then you click on Firm Friend and their documents to download. Once you've downloaded those, they're quite self-explanatory. Now, what in the event that you don't have access to the internet? Well, that's no problem. You give us a call after 8 o'clock and ask for Tammy or leave a message, and we'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 877-885 9655, 877-885-9655, and we'll mail those to you. So I think I've covered all of that.
You covered it.
But, you know, those are questions that we try to cover during the fundraiser. But if, let's say you're just listening and you hear us hear these spots on, like you just, or announcements like you just heard, and you're not really up on that. And I want to challenge the churches as you get close to your budget time. One of the efforts that we had a board meeting Monday night. Mm-hmm. It was a terrific board meeting, one of faith. I want to tell you, it is all faith, and it was extreme faith exercised on Monday night.
Yeah,
and so but one thing that I will say to you is that we know that this is a mission outreach. I've heard people say so many times, I want to support missions in my local area. Well, we tried to let you know some of the other ministries going on. We serve as a clearinghouse or, if you will, a voice for the other ministries, a megaphone to let people know what's going on. And you can hear that. Andrew's working diligently on that. Like yesterday, he spent hours with the people in the challenge houses around here.
Yeah.
And he was with them. He enjoyed it. And promoting them, and then likewise, we're hoping they will reciprocate by promoting us. And so what he's doing with that, he's working on a video that will go on our YouTube channel, and that's just another way of outreach. And it will be featured on a broadcast that he does on Wednesday mornings called Ministry Spotlight. That's not only on this station, but it also appears occasionally on our other stations over in Hardin, because if it's something that pertains to that area, we certainly want people to know about it, and we're doing that. And so we're trying to get involved in that way. And so by supporting us, you're becoming a community awareness. Now, I am very thankful for the larger Christian networks. I am. Mm-hmm. But you cannot – it's kind of like the local store. It's the box store versus downtown store, the Court Square store, the one that your mom and dad have owned for years.
Oh yeah,
get the analogy.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and so we're local, and sometimes people say, "Oh, they don't need." I respect, for example, my local medical facility where I live.
Sure,
I'm so glad it's there, and I am thankful. So I have received some of the best care of my life there.
Yeah.
Without giving them an endorsement on the radio at the moment, but yeah. And people know where I live.
Sure.
That
sure.
know me. And so I'm thankful for them. And just like here, I'm thankful for the medical facilities here.
That's right.
Well, why can't we use that same analogy and support local Christian radio station in our hometown?
There you go.
Yeah. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to tell you that we're involved still with Trans World Radio. And any gift that you give here, but that's not designated for some project, I'm here to tell you with excitement that 10% of that goes to support missions around the world.
Yeah.
And Trans World Radio is in 190 countries, over 230 languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All over.
And I'll just tell you this, we're really involved in the largest station in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the largest, most powerful station, land station, in this Western Hemisphere, where it is? It's in Bonaire.
Yeah, and it's an AM station.
It is an AM station.
I'm surprised.
It's 450,000 watts.
Man.
It's like a local station in Cuba. I'll be traveling to Cuba with a group from Crofton Baptist, and it's in church in Bowling Green as well, mm-hmm. with Pastor Jim Gifford before long, in June, actually.
Yeah.
And it's not long the way my schedule runs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you more about that. But you, by your giving, you're making local Christian radio station available in the Amazon, in Cuba, all of South America, on up into Florida. I'm telling you,
long way.
It is the largest, most powerful radio station in the Western Hemisphere.
Mm.
And you, by your giving, you are supporting that. But thank God it's used for the glory of God.
Amen.
It's called Shine 800 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Shine 800 AM. Just go to twr.org/Bonaire, Bonaire, and you'll be cooking.
There
so
you go.
I've passed out a lot of information this morning.
But
I won't charge you for it, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
I hope not.
But I want you to repeat everything I just said.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Can't merit if and died. You can do it.
Oh.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hanson, blessings to you, dear friends in Christ. I prayed for the friend raiser and continue to pray the Lord multiplies every dollar given as only as He can do. Remember, loaves and fishes. From Big Rock, thank you for your prayers. I feel so much better knowing I can depend on your broadcasting. Thank you. From a Clarksville listener, thank you for your soul-saving ministry. And from Hopkinsville, thank you all, everyone at Missionary Radio. God bless.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Danny Gokey, love God, love people.
That's cross relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Horizontal and vertical. Vertical toward God and horizontal toward people. If that's not a cross, I don't know what is.
That's
love
good
God,
stuff.
Love people. And the Lord Jesus Christ made that really clear.
Yes.
If you are to my disciples, you'll love one another. Mm-hmm. And just get it down to simple. Love God, love people. Don't make it so complicated.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
That's what he said.
Now, sometimes that's hard.
Depends.
Sometimes a neighbor's not very nice.
Somebody told me it depends on who your neighbor is. But
that's what Jesus
told us who our neighbor is.
Yeah.
With the story of the Good Samaritan.
Uh-huh.
So that made it perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to coin that phrase. Good morning, 726. A beautiful morning. I think at 50 degrees on the way to what there, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first?
Supposed to be 76.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
That sounds very nice. Hey, I was talking about trying to catch you up on the Thank You Jesus friend raiser. How would you like to know of a need that maybe God would use you or who knows to meet? We have to go to various tower sites, and some of them,
mm-hmm.
some of them are out in cow pastures. Well, two of them I'm thinking of right now, I can tell you are.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know, for example, this one is, but 89.3, this one could be a number of stations I'm talking on right now.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing the original WNKJ, but it's easy to get to. But still, at times it takes a four-wheel drive. But Adam Tarnowski, our chief engineer, mm-hmm. needs an update. We drive what one time was really, really nice. It was a 2004 Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
And it four-wheel drive, but it's finally saying, I'm sorry, I no longer function at this time. It does function, but and I don't want to say that.
Just
but,
needs a lot of work.
Well, we're needing an upgrade.
I got you.
And we're not asking for a brand new one, but if you have something that maybe you are a car dealer. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
When I'm asking for something like this, you know, somebody said beggars can't be choosers. I'm not begging. I believe when you ask to do something for the Lord, you go for it.
Ask for the best.
I have no problem with that. I'm not asking for an airplane so that I can fly my family around to the Bahamas.
Mm-mm.
Just so we can get to the tower sites. Lately, we've had lots of tower issues.
Yeah.
We've been hit by lightning on one of the stations two times in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days apart, I should say.
Yeah.
And Adam's still working on getting that transmitter repaired. We have a standby at lower power. At least we're on the air.
Yeah.
For that, I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another issue where another station was broadcasting on our frequency.
Oh, boy.
It's been an interesting week.
Well,
but there's more. But I'm going to stay on subject. And here's the subject. The subject is this. We are in need of a four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Now, there are certain things. It's going to have to be enclosed. And it doesn't have to be fancy, but it doesn't need to be something that you wouldn't want to take your family to California in.
It needs to be mechanically sound.
That's what I just said in a lot of words.
Pretty much, yeah.
Does it have to be beautiful? Well, let me ask you, would you want to be going down the road seeing the pavement as you go down the road?
That'd be like the Flintstones.
Okay.
We don't want to do that.
You know, in all seriousness, it could be that that's the very project the Lord has for you. And talking with the board of directors on Monday night, I was very hesitant to put this on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess because we just come from a friend raiser, mm-hmm. and how much more are you going to ask your listening family to do? Well, wait a minute. You are my listening family, and you want to know what the needs of this station are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real need.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have the capital right now to go out and purchase one. It just isn't there
because
of the economy mm-hmm. and trying to keep all the stations going and keeping the people that – I know Brian likes to hear this, keep the people paid.
That's right.
And I do too.
That's right.
This is my full-time work.
Yeah.
And this is it. And for the first time in my life, I can say I have one job.
Yeah.
I'm serious. The mm-hmm. very first mm-hmm. time in all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway – that seems ridiculously almost scary.
Yeah,
I've had five or six at a time. But anyway, I will say to you, that is on my heart. And one of the board members, well, Brother Mike Humble, he said, well, why won't you want to do that, Ken? I said, I don't know, Mike. But if y'all tell me to, I whisper, well, we're not going to tell you to, but we want you to feel free in your heart to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't, quote, tell me to.
Yeah.
But I thought, I bet the praying about it and thinking about it. I thought, well, you just go fishing. And it could be, could land in somebody's heart, could land in a church's heart, could land in a farmer's heart, could land in a car dealer's heart. I don't know.
Hey.
But I gave it to the Lord. I asked him about it, and I'm telling you.
There you go.
And I'm not going to drone on about it much. We'll mention it from time to time.
Sure.
But I just wanted you to know about it.
Appreciate you letting us know.
Well, you're more than welcome. Now, do you have one you're planning to donate?
Well, I don't have any four-wheel drives.
I do, but that's all I've got.
I don't believe a van would do very good going up in a cow pasture, but...
Oh, no, we got one of those. It does not work. Actually, I'm going to move on now. Today is Thursday, and known as Monday Thursday. Read that announcement right there that you pulled.
All right. Emmanuel Bible Church, 2887 Hopkinsville Road, next to Southern States and Katy's, will hold its annual Monday Thursday service. And, of course, that'll be this evening at 6:30 p.m., the service will consist of a time of related scripture readings and seasonal hymns, followed by sharing the Lord's table. The public is, of course, cordially invited to attend.
Absolutely. Monday, Thursday. Now, I grew up, of course, going to church all my life. I went to church before I was even born, and I'm thankful for that heritage. But I want to be honest, it wasn't until I became an older adult, young adult anyway, that I even heard the word Monday.
Yeah.
M-A-U-N-D-Y.
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday. Didn't know what it is. Monday's from a Latin word, mandatum, which means command. It's a new command, and the new command that Jesus gave is that you love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, what most remember of anything at all is the Last Supper.
Yeah.
And what Jesus did. Washed the disciples' feet. In some cases, they've even turned that activity into almost a church ordinance. And I'm not saying any cutting at that at all.
Mm-hmm.
The ordinances I understand and practice with church is baptism, which is a prerequisite to the Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
And those are the two. But anyway, in John chapter 13 is probably the clearer story. And I'm going to read that to you. John 13, 1 through 17. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that the hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, that he had gone from God and was going to God, rose up from the supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For you knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. You say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, my servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brian had the look on his face like those when I preach. Brian went to sleep while I was reading the scripture.
No, I did not. I did not go to sleep.
Full disclosure, he did.
Listen to you.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we'll get back. We'll talk a little bit about the obvious teaching that we know there, but also the point of what Monday, Thursday is all about as we think about what tomorrow on Good Friday brings, but yet Easter Sunday is on the way.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Listen in as Johnny explains how well she knows hospitals.
I wish I didn't, but over the years I have become all too acquainted with their stale corridors and ice-cold operating rooms. It started back in 1967 when a reckless dive into shallow water snapped my neck, leaving me a quadriplegic. When they rushed me to the hospital on that hot July afternoon, I had no idea I would not be discharged until April of 1969. One morning I was lying on a gurney in the hallway outside of urology clinic, and after 2 hours of waiting, lying there counting the ceiling tiles, a lab worker finally came out to announce that I would be, quote, first after lunch break. And as the urology staff headed to the cafeteria, I just watched him go down the hallway and my heart sank. I did not dare cry because there was no one around to wipe my tears. So I decided to comfort my soul with a hymn. In no more than a whisper, I sang a favorite from church choir. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. Oh, in every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. I was only 17 years old, but that moment defined how I would engage life in a hospital. My stay, I determined, would not be a jail sentence. I purposed that the hospital would be, well, it would be a gymnasium for my soul. Look, I was enough of a Christ follower to know, oh my goodness, I had to hold on to biblical hope, or else I would go crazy. Even after I was released from the hospital in 1969, I would not allow myself to sink into suicidal despair. That small resolute act made all the difference, not only then, but it set the high bar for my battle against stage 3 cancer later on and my chronic pain. You don't have to be in a hospital or use a wheelchair like me. There are times when you will feel like you are going crazy, wondering how you will live through all your hardships and heartaches. Well, take it from a veteran. Set the high bar in your battle against despondency by holding on to biblical hope. Find an anchor in Scripture, a favorite psalm, a snippet of a proverb, or pick a timeless stanza from an old hymn, or memorize a few lines from an inspirational poem. And use that scripture, use that hymn or poem as your resolute act of defiance against discouragement. And then trust in God. And I repeat, trust in God. Just do it.
And to help you do it, John Piper has written an excellent little booklet called Lessons from a Hospital Bed that we want to send to you today as a free gift. You don't have to be in a hospital to appreciate his lessons, so visit johnnyradio.org and ask for Lessons from a Hospital Bed. And finally, today, trust in God. Roll up your sleeves, face your problems, and put aside that complaining spirit. Just do it. Have confidence. Have trust in God. And remember, go to johnnyradio.org today.
Well, evidently that listening partner's not home and missed out on the Thank You Jesus friend raiser. That's not a problem. I think I'll just leave this message. Dear partner of Missionary Radio, I'm sorry we missed you, but that isn't a problem. Even though the on-air presentation of the friend raiser is over, you can still give, and please do. If you already given, please know we are grateful. Thank you so much.
Now, if you missed the fundraiser, here's what you can do. Go to missionary.radio, click on donate, and then fill out the digital faith pledge card and send it. While there, you can set up your giving through Cornerstone Payment System with your debit or credit card, or join the Firm Friend Club. You can send your faith pledge by mail to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky 42241. P.S. I want to remind you that we are 100% listener funded and want to partner with you to keep Missionary Radio on the air till Jesus comes.
Well, we got a message from headquarters.
You did?
Yeah. Tamara called, or she texted you and said, yeah, when we get that airplane, to make sure that everybody gets to go.
That's right. Was it to Bahamas? Is that where we said?
Yeah, yeah.
To the Bahamas, families and all? Yeah. Yeah. I don't see that happening,
well,
but you know. But
don't
anyway.
Hold your breath.
Yeah. If the Lord wants to furnish us with one.
No.
We have nobody can fly it, right?
Well, we'd find someone, but there's no use in, yeah, I know people. I know a man. But anyway, it is said of Benjamin Franklin that he concluded a very stirring speech on the guarantees of the Constitution, and a heckler shouted out, "Ah, them words don't mean nothing at all. Where's all the happiness you say it guarantees us?" Franklin smiled and replied, "My friend, the Constitution only guarantees the American people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself."
Mm.
Ha! You know, that's a lot of truth there. Happiness and true spiritual joy is out there for you, for me, for every believer, but we have to make an effort to apprehend it. And verse 17 of John 13 really speaks that these things happy are you if you do them. But according to this verse, the secret is so true joy. In fact, I believe there are some principles here that we should be aware of on Monday, Thursday. And they're found in verses 3 through 5 of John 13 and then 12 through 16. We are to live out a servant's life. Now, what seems happy about being a servant? Well, Jesus teaches some powerful lessons that is very demonstrative. You're not going to forget. Lessons that have the ability to permanently change the hearts and lives of those who will learn and do them. It's one thing to learn. It's another thing to do it, put it into practice. I always knew that a good lesson plan that really connected with all the students, and believe me, I had many that didn't.
Oh, yeah.
But those that did were those that they could actually do something with and do one thing and not to do 1,400 things. So that's what the Lord does here. The Lord of Lords teaches us, the Lord tells us he's Lord of Lords, he's King. He tells us, number one, about a lesson in humility. And let me point that out. You remember what foot washing was about. Foot washing was the work of slaves.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jewish servants were never required to wash their master's feet, never.
Mm-hmm.
However, Gentile slaves, who were considered dogs, were forced to do this demeaning task. It was the most menial and degrading work possible. Now, you think where those feet had been.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the animals don't stop saying on the streets, let's go to the bathroom.
Mm-mm.
Over here, there's a rest stop.
Mm-mm.
They deposit wherein they were.
Wherever they're walking.
So why did Jesus do this? How did he teach the disciples a lesson in true humility? First, the master became the servant.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. The master became the servant. This shows Jesus as the servant of man, the son of man. The fact that he willingly left heaven's glory to come into this world to die as a common criminal, really, that demonstrates his great love for us. So the master became a servant. Another thing, the master used his lesson to rebuke the selfishness of his disciples. Have you ever said anything, well, that job's just not for me? It would be like on the triumphant entry when they were summoned to go down and get that donkey colt and to tell the owner of that donkey colt, say, hey, look, my master has need of him. Well, you horse thieves, you're donkey thieves. But just think about going to ask somebody for something and you had not had any pre-warning of it. It'd be like you, somebody coming to the door said, my boss said he wanted your truck. Now, he's not going to get a whole lot, but, you know. That'd be something like that.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. But anyway, they were all concerned over who would be greatest in heaven. Mm-hmm. But Jesus reminded them that true greatness is not that. It's serving others. For example, let me just share this with you. In Mark 10, 42 through 44, but Jesus called unto him and saith unto them, you know that which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so it shall not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be my minister, and whoever of you will be the chiefest or the greatest shall be servant of all. So this lesson is giving us an example to follow. You may be thinking, how in the world can I do this? Should I get a pan of water this and wash people's feet here when I go to church? Have you ever been to a foot washing service?
Well, I have never been a part of it, but I've heard a lot about it.
I'm sure many of our listening family have. Honestly, I have not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of one time in all these years. But, well, nothing be wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
But I think that's not what he's wanting us to hear. This is more than an attitude of the heart than it is activity of the hands here.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is telling us we are to become the servants of those around us. That's the object lesson here. We must be willing to humble ourselves so that others may be lifted up. How do we can lift up others? Well, we're told in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ by helping others with their burdens. I can't fix it, but I surely can carry it with you.
That's right.
I can listen.
I guess
go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, a lot of times we don't understand that just listening sometimes is a big blessing to somebody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Please don't say to somebody today, oh, buck up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Or you say, what are you upset about that? That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you cut them like quick.
They're very quick.
It may not be that much, but it is to that person.
To that person, yes.
So take a moment, listen. Lift them up. Mm-hmm. You're being a servant.
Yes.
Here's one we all can do. You are to forgive each other as Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:32. By forgiving another his trespasses or sins against you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
Very hard.
You don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. No, I don't.
Mm-mm.
But I do know that if I can't get things right with my brother or my sister, I can't even go to the altar.
Yeah.
I know Jesus taught that.
Mm-hmm.
By reaching out to someone outside the family of faith, how often do you share your faith? There are many ways to serve. The idea that Jesus is trying to communicate is that he expects us to be about the business of serving. So there's a lesson in humility. There's a lesson in honor here, too. It might have been easy to wash John's feet. After all, John was the beloved disciple. He's probably really nice. yet John and his brother James were also trying to get just a little bit ahead of others. They're trying to say, hey, put me first. What about old Simon Peter? Well, he's the one that's going to deny Jesus three times before dawn.
Yeah.
Oh, then you have Thomas. The bad publicity on that fellow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Thomas was the one who would doubt the word of others, and he would refuse to believe in the resurrection. Then you have Judas.
Yeah.
Then came Judas. He's there, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one for just 30 pieces of silver, which sell his Lord to the enemy. Spy number one. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't allow any of these considerations to cloud his love for his service. He treated them all equally. He taught a tough lesson. A true servant learns that he must serve all and serve them equally.
Yes.
If we pick favorites,
nope.
No.
Nope.
And sometimes we do that. It's just like the book of James says, if someone comes to the assembly, and you're looking all rich with fancy duds. Oh, you come sit over here. But someone comes in, looks like he or she is homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe has a little smell about them.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Don't want anything to do with them.
Well.
But that's not right.
That's not how Jesus taught.
That's not how Jesus
taught. He got up and did it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was superior to all, but yet he taught a very strong lesson. He got up, got a basin of water, and a towel and washed their feet.
Something.
Wow.
Something.
Our Lord is a servant of all.
Mm-hmm.
He willingly walked the Via Dolorosa, called the Way of Suffering, all the way to Golgotha Hill, Skull Hill, crushed, nails, died, didn't even have a tomb to call his own.
Right.
Servant of all. He's alive.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.